Before we begin our first sitting, I'd like to suggest starting in a rather unconventional way. Let's begin by spending a few moments thinking. Yes, thinking, that thing we know how to do so well. Eyes open or closed, however you like, take some time to just think your thoughts. Roll the clock back to waking up in your bedroom this morning. Recall, if you can, the first thought you remember upon waking. Getting up or starting your day. See yourself or imagine yourself there. If possible, recall a thought you had while driving here. Pulling into the parking lot, walking from there to here. A thought you had upon entering the room, or a recent thought you had when sitting here. Okay, so that's a handful of thoughts and images. We see from this short experience that we are capable of moving our attention. We are capable of being aware of thought without becoming the thought. Capable of having a thought without being buried by the thought. I learned a great expression about thinking from some friends in the UK. They say, have a think. If you're in conversation with someone or batting around an idea, that person might say to you, I'll have a think. Or, let me have a think on that. I love that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have a think and then be done with it? But we love to entertain the same thoughts over and over again. They are so seductive, even though they drone on and grind us down. I read that we have about 3,000 thoughts per day. I would guess that about 2,500 of those thoughts are repetitive, perhaps even more. Usually these thoughts are about ourselves, thoughts that refer to the me or the story of me. Even though we have had these same thoughts hundreds of times, they are so compelling. In fact, as much as we think without knowing we're thinking. We walk without knowing we're walking, talk without knowing we're talking, eat without knowing we're eating, and breathe without knowing we're breathing. The path of awakening is about waking up to our experience, waking up to the breath, waking up to life, its beauty, its joys and sorrows, challenges and complexities, waking up to the now. The ever-present now that disappears as quickly as it arrived. Our thoughts could disappear just as quickly, but we don't let them. Suzuki Roshi was asked to define Buddhism in a few words. He said simply, "Everything changes." We know that everything changes. Day into night, summer into fall, success into failure. Yet you may have noticed how hard it is to change your mind, to change your thoughts, attitudes, opinions, judgments, predictions, and conclusions. He also said that the most difficult thing to overcome is the hard shell of the ego. When we practice sitting in silence, observing the antics of the conditioned mind, we get a sense, an immediate lesson, on how hard it is to crack that shell. You've heard of the expressions lost in thought and train of thought. When we're lost in thought, we've inadvertently jumped onto a train of thought, a runaway train that pulls us along with no one at the wheel. Through mindfulness and through practice, we gradually learn and relearn to let the train pull out of the station without us. By developing mindfulness, we practice returning to the breath over and over again. We cultivate simplicity and stability, present moment awareness, favoring the breath over thought, any time we have the grace to remember. This wonderful poem, called Enough by David White, conveys a sense of that wisdom. He writes, "Enough! These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to the life we have refused again and again until now. Until now." Take a moment to ask yourself, what is the now of this moment? Can I open to it? Turn toward it? Can I allow it and observe it? Can I allow my experience and myself to be enough? These thoughts and opinions that we hold so dear can create and cause us more suffering. As students of impermanence, we know that life is going to throw difficulties at us. That's just the way it is. Why would we want to add to it? When a Velcro or sticky thought grabs you, you may want to ask yourself, will this thought add to my happiness or create more pain? Do I want to be happy? Or do I want to be right? For our first sitting this morning, we'll focus on breath awareness, sensing, and presence in the moment. There will be instruction, guided meditation, and silent practice. Let's begin. Make yourself comfortable in your chair or on your cushion. Gently close your eyes, feeling the touch sensation of your eyelids to one another as they meet. Becoming aware of the darkness on your mental screen. See if you can rest your eyes in the darkness within. Even if your eyes are fluttering, even if your mind is busy. When you close your eyes, you might imagine that you're drawing a shade on the outside world as you begin to turn your attention within. Turning away from the demands of everyday life. Turning away from all the things that you have to do. This day-long retreat gives us an opportunity to do that. Sit long and tall, feeling into the length of your spine. Allowing your head to balance on top of your spine. Relaxing your eyes. Allowing tension to release from behind your eyes, across your eyes, above and around your eyes. Relaxing your face. Relaxing your jaw. Allowing any mask that you may be wearing to fall off and slip away. As we cultivate present moment awareness, you will notice that the conditioned mind will pull you into the past or the future. That's what it does. While that goes on, we go on simply sitting, sensing, breathing, being present for the now. Relaxing back without collapsing as we continue to invite a letting go. While we cultivate a relaxation response, we also want to strike a balance between effort and ease. I liken this to the experience of learning to float. When we float, we must relax the head back and allow the head, the body, and the feet to be supported by the water. At the same time, we need to lift the belly up a bit towards the sky. Too much effort and we sink. Too little effort and we can't float. Perhaps we can float a little bit right now. Letting go of the meditator. Letting go of pushing and striving. Letting go of trying to improve upon our experience or improve upon ourselves. Setting a soft intention to be present and to allow the present moment experience to be just as it is. pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Earlier, we practiced moving our attention to various thoughts and location. This shows us that we are capable of moving our attention. As we sit in meditation, we practice moving our attention to the present moment over and over again. Moving the attention to the breath. Moving the attention to sensing. Moving the attention to listening, to hearing. What are the sounds in the room? The sounds outside the room. The sounds outside the building. Listening deeply from the whole body, not just from the ears. Instead of listening to the thoughts in the head, listen to sounds as they present themselves, appearing and disappearing in the moment. When we begin to slow down, to look inside, to listen deeply, we see that there's a universe going on within. Right now, what is the experience of sitting and breathing? The experience of sensing the whole body breathing. The experience of sensing the breath where it presents itself most strongly. Somewhere between the tip of your nose and the belly or pelvis. Some people sense the breath in the back or at the sides of the torso. Wherever it is, invite your mindful attention there. Consciously direct your breath to the place where it's already going. If it's easy and comfortable, place your hand or a few fingers there at that spot. Feeling the touch contact of your hand to your body. The conditioned mind will pull you out into the past or the future, into judgment, comparison, commentary, resistance. As soon as you become aware of thinking, return to the present moment. Return to sensing as we have been doing. Return to the breath. Whether that occurs in 10 seconds or in 30 minutes, We are always returning. That's why we call it practice. That's why we call it a meditation practice. Each time we return to the breath, to the present moment, is a moment of awakening. Let the breath be easy, like a swinging door. As we sit and feel the breath, we can sense the inhale and the exhale, the coming and the going, the rising and the falling, the appearing and the disappearing. The breath itself is like a laboratory on the sweep of impermanence and the constancy of change. If we feel into this experience deeply, we can see that the breath is an example of all of life, where there's a beginning, creation and expansion and manifestation. Then there's a release, a contraction, a letting go, and an ending. Perhaps you can sense the breath in these parts. The Taoist symbol of yin and yang, light and dark, masculine and feminine, two halves of the one whole. In that imagery, we see a small dot of dark within the light and a small circle of light within the dark. That image is like the breath. The seed of the next exhale is contained within the inhale. The seed of the next inhale is contained within the last exhale. The path of awakening brings our attention to how much is happening within and makes us more aware of the world around us. As we turn within, we may sense a place of stillness. No matter how concentrated or agitated you might be, perhaps you can catch a glimpse of it now. A place you can always return to, no matter what's going on in your life. In his poem, A Spiritual Journey, Wendell Berry reminds us that we don't have far to go. He says, "And the world cannot be discovered by a journey of miles, no matter how long, but only by a spiritual journey. A journey of 1 inch, very arduous and humbling and joyful. by which we arrive at the ground at our feet and learn to be at home. Meditation practice is opening to that sense of home, cultivating that sense of home, connection, spaciousness, and belonging. Each breath is coming, each breath is going. Over and over, the breath presents the gift of life. The heart is beating. The lungs are working. They too are presenting us with the gift of life without any effort on our part. All this is happening. It's a miracle. If you are able to sense a little bit of quiet, rest there as you continue in silent practice. If your mind is busy, that's not a problem. Continue to become aware of your breath and of sensation. Remembering that we can, in fact, move the attention just as we did some moments ago. Please continue in silent practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.